greatest friend of the Shir should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Moratzi Sheyichyu, and for Rabbi Yisrael Daniel ben Sheinadina and Daniel Yisrael ben Aviv Elisheva Moshe ben Peshadina Eli Nishmaser Alexander Zusha ben Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara in Psachim Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph says, "V'gida Nasha de Rachman Amar al Kain Loichu Bnei Yisrael Gida Nasha." The Gemara here is asking on Rabbi Abo, who says that whenever it says not to eat, it also means not to get hana. Look at Gida Nasha. It says in the pasuk Loichu Bnei Yisrael Gida Nasha, nality Gida Nasha, and yet the Mishnah says that you can send your meat to the goy and thereby get hana. So you are allowed to be nana. So the Gemara answers, the Rabbi Abo holds that kishe hutra nevela, hi v'chelba v'gida hutra. The Torah was matir to get hanav from a nevela. And when the Torah was matir to get hanav from a nevela, as the pasuk says, that you can give it to a nachri, thereby get hana. Now the guy owes you one. But when the Torah is matir you to get hana from an avela, as the pasuk says, so they were also matir the chalev and the git. So you see now that the git hanasha is a mutter bahana, because the nevela is a mutter bahana. We have a pasuk matir nevela, we also have a pasuk matir gid hanasha. It's not a kasha. Normally achila is asus hana, but here achila is matir hana because we have a special heter of nevela. Frek the gemara nichal mandar miyesh begidim minay saint tam. That only works if you hold that it's food. Yesh begidim gid hanasha is food, not saint tam, and the mela it's included in the heter nevela. But if you hold it's not food, it's just, okay, it's balma, it's stam wood, it's not food. So it's not included in the nevela, it's not included in Pesar nevela. So how do you explain Ma'ikala Memer? How do you explain you're allowed to get Hana? Answers the Gemara, not a problem, because Mount Shamus Le Dermei Givin Oseitam. Who says that Ein Givin Oseitam Reb Shimon? Sign Yochem Begid Anashel Behem Tumea, review the Mechaev Shtayim Reb Shimon Poter. Eat from the gidan nasha v'behemet tmei. Rabbi Yudas mechayiv shtaim al tbehemet tmei al tgidan nasha. And Rabbi Shimon patur zila gamrei. Because ain't begidim in oisein tam. Rabbi Shimon hachinami dasar bahana. And Rabbi Shimon is the same one who says that it's asar bahana, because it says gidan nasha is mutter bahana. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says it's asar bahana. So it's tak asar bahana because it's not included in the heter of nevela. And that's Lefi Reb Shimon, Zaman Diyomre, and Megidim Nai Sein Tam. Before we differ at Gemara, that according to Rabbi Abo, that Lo Yochlu includes Isser Hana, if so, Zaman Diyomre, and Megidim Nai Sein Tam, the Gid is not included in the Heter of Nevela, and therefore it's Asser Bahana. Azoi Kum Dois, from the Gemara, the Rambam, famously Lishitaso, in Hilchos Machos, Asiris Periches, Halacha Tesvav, Paskins like Rabbi Abo, that Lo Sochlu includes Isser Hana, unless you have a special, you'll see why he's Lashitasa in a minute, unless you have a special Pasuk, that's a Matir B'Hana. As far as the Machlokas V'yesh Begidim in Osein Tam or not, he paskins Ein Begidim in Osein Tam. And Memela, Lefi Amavur B'Sugyan, according to what emerges from our Sugya, the Rambam should have said that Gid Hanash is Osir B'Hana. Just like the Rambam says, just like the Gemara says, that if you hold Ein Beginim and Oisein Tam, it's not included in the Heter of Nevela, and the Mele, the Gid Hanasha should be Aser Bahana. And it goes, Memonios, Machos, Asuris, Perichas, Ozayin, he brings the Ireim, Paskins, that Gid Hanasha is Tak Aser Bahana. But the Rambam says the Gid Hanasha is Mutter Bahana, that's why he's Lashitaso against the Gemara. That's a joke. That a lot of times you see the Rambam seems to go against the Gemara. And obviously he isn't. You have to understand why. He obviously has a mocker for his shita. Maybe he learned the Gemara differently, maybe it's a different Gemara. So the Rambam on one hand paskins ain't beginning midai Saint Tam, and then therefore he should have paskins that it's not included in the heter of Nevela Mel Tzasser Bahana, yet the Rambam paskins Smutter Bahana. So how does that shtim? Many answers given to this kasha. We already had one shiur where we offered about five of them. So now we're going to go with the Mahalach of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, as recorded by his Talmud, Gaon Rav David Freiman Shlita. The Rambam, there in Halacha Vav, in Ma'acholas Asuris, writes, Ha'oichel Gidana Shishal Nevela, in Perek Tesvav, O shall travel shall oil a chayv shtayim, b'toch shenichol b'isur shar gufa shi'ah yamutter, nichol gam agid v'noisav alav b'isur acher. So the gid anosha, if a person needs a gid anosha in a vela, or a trefa, or an ola, he's chayv twice, out to the eser and out to gid anosha. So it's because nichlal b'isur shar gufa shehayah mutter. So what you have here is the rest of the guf is aser. Now the rest of the guf became mutter. Well, the rest of the guf was mutter. Now the rest of the guf became aser. Became an avela, or a tray for an ola. So, the gid was originally aser, and now there's an additional aser. There's the aser of nevela. So it's mosif and aser. Originally it was just the gid that was aser, and now you'll have the rest of the body. It's also becoming usher. So you have both. So you chayv shtayim, both out to the gid, and out to the fact that it was a. Now this gid is also an avela. So it's both gid and avela. Frek the Shara Melech, in Hochs Macholos Asuras. Has Ram say the Yerchayav al Gidah Noshe Nevela v'Treifa? Even for the lav of Nevela and Treifa, the Rambam writes in Perek Talach Yitches, Hochel Nevela v'Treifa v'Behem L'Chaya Tumeim, Min Aor, Min Atzams, Min Agidim, Min Akarnayim, Min Atlof, Min Afal Pishu Aser, Harez Erpad, Min Eshe Elan, Min Lachil, Min Starf, Min Basar L'Kazayis. That if a person eats from a forbidden animal, then that's not Roy Lachila, he's Pater. It's Aser, but he's Pater. So since a Gid has no time, I didn't know a gid has no tam. Ain't be gidim and I say tam, the Rambam had kapaskind. So since the gid has no tam, why should the Rambam say that you're chayiv? On the gid anashim nevela v'treifa? Alts the isser of nevela v'treifa? The Rambam says that if you have an avela or if you have a non-kosher animal, and you eat the inedible parts, you're not chayav alts nevela and shrefer for that those inedible parts, and gid has no tam, so you shouldn't be chayav for nevela and shrefer for eating gid. When you eat the gid anosh and nevela and shrefer, you shouldn't be chayav alts nevela v'shrefer. So how can the Rambam say that when there's an avela and shrefer, you're chayav alts gid anosh? When you eat the gid anosh, you're chayav alts nevela v'shrefer. It's not true. It should only be that you're chayav al tzgid, but not al tznevel v'treifa, because it's not roi l'achila. The Rambam says it's not roi l'achila. You're not chayav al tznevel v'treifa. And for the Shara Melech, the shiny gid anoshe, Torah was machshiv this achila. So you're chayav al tzgid anasha, so it has a shem achila. And Meila also has a shem achila in a veila b'treifa. Yibel al sha'ar gidin eno chayav in a veila because em hem no same time. But when it comes to gid, since the Torah is machshiv the achila, the asr the achila makes it choshev. So Meila also chayav, a person who eats the nevela of the gid of a nevela and treifa is also chayav al tzneveila b'treifa. The Arsamech also writes the Svar, and he compares it to what it says in the Gemara Bechoros, the Petarecha Metami Tumas Oichle Mishum Sheisuro Choshva. Petar Chamor, which we're not allowed to eat, is Metami Tumas Oichlin. Because the Isser is Machshevit. What does that mean? That it has chashivus, since the Torah asked you to eat this peter chamor, it gave chashivus to this peter chamor, to the achil of this peter chamor, and memela, it's metami, tumas ochlin, it's considered food. V'hei yir bazeh, as the Or Sameach, what about the maskana there? She'ena matami tumas ochlin. So he writes that even though linyan tuma, we don't say isur choshvo. Nevertheless, linyan iser, we could say that since the Torah was machshivit linyan iser achilas, gid hanoshe. It also has chshivus linyan shari suri achila. Because of the Rambam holds that Gid Anosha shall nevela v'treifa chayav nalavap mishum achilas nevela v'treifa. Comes to a surah achila, the Torah was machshiv achilas gid anasha, asur achilas gid anasha. So it also has chashivas linyan shari surah achila. And that means that when it comes to an avail and treif, it's the gid anasha and avail and treif, it's also chayabal's avail of a treifa. So what then is the difference? While in Isser Tumas Ochlin do we say that the Yisr Achila, despite the Yisr Achila of Petr Chamor, it's not Metami Tumas Ochlin. And when it comes to Isser, since it's Asr Ba'achila, the Gid, we do consider it Achilas, Nevelas, and Treifas. So the Chilak is that Be'etzem, this Cheft is really not considered Royal Achila. And therefore, it's not Metami Tumas Ochlin. Nevertheless, if somebody eats it, he gets malchus because of his surah achila. Because klapi the maisa agavra, the Torah is machshivit ke maisa achila, and it's considered that he's eating iser. He's eating iser, since the Torah was machshiv this maisa achila, and therefore he gets malchus because nevela v'treifa. So be'etzem the cheft is not royal achila. So therefore it's not matami tumas ochlin. But if a person does a maisa achila, he gets malchus. You see that the Maisa Achila has Cheshivas. And if, since he gets Malchus for reading it, he also gets for Nevela and Treifa. So now we can answer the Kash in the Rambam, Sheposak, that Gid Anosha is Mutter Bahano. Even though he paskins like Rabbi Abo, paskins like Rabbi Abo that it should be Yasser Bahano. Since Lo Sochlu includes Yasser Hano. So why isn't the Gid Anosha Yasser Bahano? Vilsochu, Rabbi Abo holds us. Vilsochu means Yisra Hanah. The Rambam agrees with Rabbi Abo. to be makdim. Later on in Zayin Amud Beis, we have a brisa that if a person is mevashel get anoshe bechalav biyomtiv, and he eats it, he's chayv five times. Mishum mevashel biyomtiv, because he had get anoshe, because he's mevashel gid bechalav, bechalav, and because he's ochel gid bechalav, and for havara. So this is a real whammy. He's got five. Let the fire, he had to get anasha, cook the gid anasha in milk, eating the gid itself, and mevashel on yantif. So Rashi holds that this Tana learns that yesh begidim in osein tam, and therefore it is a din basar, and therefore yachayev, because of basar v'cholov. However, in the Gemara, it doesn't say that. That it's talui in this machlokas of yesh begidim in osein tam, ein begidim in osein tam. So that's Rashi holds that it is talui in that machlokas. The Gemara doesn't mention anything about it. The Gemara doesn't whisper a word. So we can say b'das harambam that even the mandamra ein begidim in osein tam. Rashi holds this Tana holds yesh begidim in osein tam. He holds ein begidim in osein tam. Nevertheless, he's chayav al tzbasar b'cholav al pisvaras hashar ha-melech. Just like he's chayav mitam achilas gid anoshe, he's also chayav mishum achilasu b'cholav. So you're right, ein begidim in osein tam, but it's still considered basar because it has chshivas of achila. Aye, what about the fact that he's chayav on bishul? For that, you don't need that the achila should be an achila chashuva. You need that it should be chashivas for the guf achefetz. For that reason, you're over on bishul mishum mevashel basar b'cholav. How do you explain that? It can't be midin achila because now you're just talking about the cooking. So why are you over on cooking it b'cholav? It's only basar b'cholav, it's not basar. So it emerges then from the sugya later on, we see that a person's over on bishul gid b'cholav. It's mashmas l'kulei alma, so it's muchach. That the svar that we have by gid anoshev achshevei also applies to the etzem cheftza. That since the Torah asks it, it has chshivas of ochel. And Memela is an Isser Basar B'cholav. However, from the Sugin B'choris, that concludes that food that's Asr B'achila is not Metami Tumas Ochlin. So it's Muchach that the Etzem Chefza doesn't have Chashivas. Like we explained, that's why it's not considered Ochel in Tumas Ochlin. Because we said it's only because there's an Isser, there's a Maisa Achila. The Maisa Achila has Chashivas. But when we're dunning the food itself, not mitzad the Maisa Achila. Maisa Achila, the Petruch Aruch Chashivas that the Torah asked, we're dunning mitzad the food, doesn't have Chashivas, therefore it's not Matami Tumas Ochlin. So it's a Machlokas HaSugyas. Sugin Pesachim holds that if there's an Isra Achila, the Etzim food gets Chashivas. And when the Sugya and Bechoros, the Etzim food doesn't get Chashivas, and therefore there's no Tumas Ochlin. Mashen came when it comes to Bishul Basar B'cholav, Gid Anoshe. We say, no, you're not allowed to eat the Gid Anoshe. Mele, that's Chashivas of Basar. You're Chayav Ad Bishul. So the Machlokas HaSugyas is, if the Din of Achshevei be Gid Anoshe only Le'inyan, that the Achila should be Achila Haruya L'Schayav, that's only a Din in the Achila, or no? Even in Etzem Achefta, it's also Machshiv the Etzem Chefta. Beautiful. Like that's the way the Sugim Sachem Mem Zainam and Beis holds. The Etzem Chefta is Chashivas, and therefore, you're over in your Mevashel Gid Anoshe B'cholav. With regard to the Din of Rabbi Abo, we ask in our Sugya that Gid Anoshe be Asr B'hanah, since the Torah asks B'lashan Achila. And And it's mevor b'gemara that this svara is shaykh even to the man d'yomer, ain begida b'noisin tam. As the Gemara says, man shamus lay, the amar ain begin the minayis ain tam. Can't say this nevela is this gidah nashim nevela is mutter alts nevela because ain begin the minayis ain tam. So you can't be mad through the hana alts nevela because it's not considered part of the nevela. And the answer is he said, like Reb Shimon, it's taka. Aser b'hana. Ein begidim in the same time. And it's aser b'hana. Like we explained at the beginning. So, despite the fact that Rabbi Abba holds that lo yochul implies iser b'hana, that iser b'hana implies iser b'hana, and this verse, shaykhin the man d'arme ein begidim in the same time, should be aser b'hana. Nevertheless, we can say that the Azhar of Lo Sochlu, that said by Gid Anoshe, should have an Isser Hana, according to Rabbi Abba. And that's Mtalui in our Machlokas. The Machlokas has Sugyas. Let's see. If we say like the Sugya in Bukhoros, that there's Achshavei Begid Hanashe, only the Gabi Chiyuv HaGavra, but Etzim Hagid isn't considered Ochel, right? That it's not considered Namat Hamitam Sochel, the Petach Hamor. So the Etzim Gid also, and Begid Hanashe in Tam, but Etzim the Gid is not considered Ochel, only there's an Isra Achila, but that's not Machshiv Lechevtza. It's not considered a chefzat isura mamish. Not that you're not allowed to eat, it's just an isura gavra. It's not a gavra. There's a maisa achila, but that's some chefzat is not right at all. Since there's no ein begid minayis ein tam. And since we find in the Yerushalmi in Orla Perak Emelocha Aleph, the Zayin Amud Beis Midapei Yerushalmi, that chadish is mutter b'hanoi even according to Rabbi Abou, even though it says lo sochlu, because shiny chadish shekava lo akasus man. And the Yerushalmech explained in Chomei Tzumat, to Perak Wevelocha Zayin, that since Chodesh is a heter lacher zman, nimtze she'ein isur iser cheftza, if it would be an iser cheftza, it wouldn't be an iser b'zman. So it must be, if it's an iser zman, it's an iser, it's totally in time, it's not an iser cheftza, rather it's an iser gavra, that a person is manua milechol me'achodosh, ad zman misuyam, that a person is prevented, forbidden, from eating Chodesh until a certain time. And then you can't aser b'hanam at Rabbi Abba. When do you ask your b'hano? When it's an Isra Chefza. The Isra Achila makes it into an Isra Chefza. But Chodosh, you see, is an Isra Achila. But it can't be asked your b'hano because it's not an Isra Chefza, because it's Mutra Lachar Zman. So you see here an Isra Achila that's not an Isra in the Chefza, it's Mutra Lachar Zman. And therefore it's Mutra b'hano. So we can say the same thing here. Since the etzem chefta, the gidah nash is not royal achila, so we can't say that the lashon iser achila includes even iser anamad Rabbi Abba. Because it's bechlan a royal achila. The etzem chefta of the gidah nash is not royal achila. So you can't say that Lashon Ivisra Achila includes Isser Hana mid Rabbi Abo. And that the sugya says that we should Aser Gid Hana Sheba Hana mid Rabbi Abo is because our sugya is learning like the sugya later on, that the etzem chefs of the Gid Hana Sheba is Cheshivas Ka'ochel L'chol Dover L'chol Miliach Shver Achmana, and therefore there's also an Isser Hana according to Rabbi Abo. The Rambam paskens like the Sugin Bechoros, that the Etzem Chefza doesn't have Cheshivas of Ochel. Therefore, it's not Matami Tom Sochlin. Therefore, he holds Allah in Bikid Anoshe Esuri Hana, even though we hold on Bikid Menos in Tam. So it all depends on how you're learning our sugya. Our sugya was assuming, like later on, that the etzem chefza has chashivas. And since the etzem chefza has chashivas, the etzem chefza, the gitar nasa has chashivas, therefore it's aser and baser b'cholov. And that's why Rabbi Abo says that the Lo Sochlu includes Isser Hana. Because it's an Isser Achila, no, it's not Roy Lachila. But since it's an Isser Achila, that's Machshivit, and there it's also going to answer it Bahana. The Rambam Paschal is like the Sugin Bechoros, that the Etzem Chefta doesn't have Chashivas of Ochel. The Etzem Chefza doesn't have Cheshivas of Ochel, you can't answer it Behana. Even according to Rabbi Abo. Even Rabbi Abo would agree with this. Because all Rabbi Abo said was that when it says not to eat it, it includes an Isser Hana. But that's only if the chefza has chashivas. That's only if you consider eating, giving the chefza chashivas, that it's going to be aser b'hana. If we're talking about something that's not roi l'achila, like ira nash. The Rambam's holding like the sugin b'choros. The sugin b'choros is not matami, Petrich Mor is not matami Tumas Ochlin. Why is it not matami Tumas Ochlin? Because Chefza doesn't have chashivas. So if the chefza doesn't have chashivas, then you can't say about it that it's matami tumas ochlin, and you also can't say that it's aser b'hana. All you can say is that the Torah says that the kid anashi not allowed to eat, and not that it's aser b'hana. And Rabbi Abba himself said in either Yerushalmi that Chodesh is Mutter Bahana, even though it says Lasochlu. Because it's not an Isser Chefza. It's an Isser Gavra. Because a Kasuv Kavo Zman, it's only an Isser Zmani. An Isser Zmani is not an Isser Chefza, it's only on the Gavra. So you see the Yisrael that according to Rabbi Abo, it's only an Isser Achil on the Gavra. And there's no Isser Hana. When's there an Isser Hana? When there's an Isser on the Chefza. So since the Etzem Chefza of Gid Anash is not right Lachila, you can't say that the Lashon of Isser Achila includes Isser Hana according to Rabbi Abo. So Rabbi Abo doesn't subscribe to that. Rabbi Abo holds that if it's not an Isser Chefza, it's Mutter B'Hana. And the fact that you can't eat it doesn't give it enough chashivas. According to our sugi, it does. According to our sugi here in Pesachim, the fact that you can't eat it gives it chashivas. That the etzem cheft is aser, and therefore it's going to be aser al special baser b'cholav, and therefore it's going to be also aser b'hana. But Rabbi Abo says the Rambam will hold like the sugin b'choros, that the etzem cheft doesn't have chashivas. The fact that you can eat it, that it's an isra achila, doesn't give the etzem cheft chashivas. Therefore, the Rambam would also hold it There's no iser, according to this, there's no iser of bishul basar v'chalav when it comes to gid anoshe. Because the etzem basar doesn't have chashiv, it's just an iser achila. And just like Rabbi Abbo said, that when it says lo yochlu by chadosh, it's not asr b'hana because it's no isr chevtza. So to hear, when it says lo yochlu by gid anoshe, there's no isr hana because the etzem chevtza is an asr. Like we see from the Gemara in Bechoros, that not being allowed to eat it doesn't change the etzem chevtza, it doesn't give the etzem chevtza chashivas. So again, our kasha was that the Rama paskins like Rabbi Abbo, that lo soch lo yochlu includes isur hana, and the mele here it should be asur v'hana. It says that begid anoshe not to eat it lo yochlu. And yet the Rambam paskins ain begin to be no same time, and if ain't begin to be no same time, then he should have paskined like the sugya says, that it's not included in the heter hana of nevela, and memela, it's aser b'hana. And yet the Rambam paskins that it's mutter b'hana. How's it mutter b'hana if ain't begin to be no same time? And the answer is that it's mutter b'hana, because it's only going to be aser b'hana when there's an Isser Chevtza, not an Isser Zman, not an Isser Gavra. It's an Isser Gavra, an Isser Zman. It's not Asser Bahana, Rabbi Avo himself holds. And according to the Sugya in Bechoros, Gid Anoshe is not an Isser Chevtza. And therefore, Petra Chamor is not Matamit Mesochlin. In fact, you can't eat it, doesn't change, doesn't give the Chevtza Chashivas to be Asser, to be Matamit. So to hear, you're right, the Gid Anoshe is Aser to eat. The fact that it's Aser to eat, that's only in the Maisa Achila. But it doesn't give the Chevtze Chashivas, that it should also be Aser Bahana. It doesn't turn it into an Iser Chevtze. Only an Iser Maisa Achila, Iser Gavra. So that is how, I know that's exactly what you were thinking. And I would like to say that's exactly what I was thinking, but that's how Reb Chaim answers the Rambam, the Shver Rambam. Reb Chaim continues and says, "Al pianal b'sigron acher." That when does it get its chashivas of the isar achila when you're actually eating it? Before you're actually eating it, it doesn't have it, and therefore it's not going to be asar b'hana. So Ayin Sham, and we should be Zoche, Vilmodu Lalami Lishmar Lassos. There's many, many more yeshuvim to this kasha, and they're all beautiful to see the richness of Torah. And we should always remember that Sof Davra Kol Nishma Selukim Yirabetz Mitzvos of Shmor Kizak Kol Ha'Adam.